Bonjour tout le monde. Hello, it's me, Veronica Hicks with Hicksville. So on Friday the 28th of July at 8 o'clock at the Château de Saint-Guiraud in Castelnau-Barbarins, go and listen to a Bach organ and harpsichord recital. The man tinkling those ivories is the resident organist at the Church of Saint-Louis-en-Île in Paris and has been so since 2005. Bernard Aubertin was the winner of the first prize of an international harpsichord contest in Bruges in 2004. He plays harpsichord as well as organ, and he spends his time doing recitals and chamber music, playing sometimes two harpsichords with Elisabeth Joyer and also with the flautist Emmanuel Pahut, reminding us all of the genius of Johann Sebastian Bach. So that's at 8 o'clock on Friday. When we come to Saturday, you have to make a choice. You can either go to the Jardin des Marronniers in Lectoure at 8:30 in the evening, performance of Puccini's evergreen story of four young artists and the women in their lives struggling to make ends meet, a tale of youthful passion and optimism, ultimately dampened by the harsh realities of life. To quote Marcel Pagnol, such is the life of men, a few joys very quickly erased by unforgettable sorrows. The Chant de Garonne Company brings you the opera that has, since its creation, touched all hearts and is indeed the fourth most performed opera in the world. And although Puccini himself became very wealthy in his own lifetime, he also was a struggling artist for some time, and once he had to sell his own coat for food, so he knew what he was talking about. That is at 8 o'clock on Saturday in Lectoure. Now, if you like to nibble while you're listening to music, we have just the thing for you. Not too far away, near to Florence, at the Domaine du Sauneuf. You know, the farm property that organizes entertainment while you tuck into a delicious dinner in their huge barn building. And they also produce their own wine, under the watchful eye of Grandmama Bobato, who is still an active presence in the business. Grégory Bobato, her grandson, runs the place with his life partner Philippe Gambelin, our great Parisian singing star. And he has teamed up with Deropraz, David Levi, chef d'orchestre and great pianist, for an evening of popular classic arias and some of the best songs from American musical theatre. David has put on his own concerts himself at the Church of Tourbe, and audiences have loved this mixed programme of Puccini and Sondheim. What a great combination, with soprano Sandrine Buendia lending her beautiful voice to the evening. You can book through the Gascogne and Lomagne tourist office, and the evening starts at 7, though the musical programme only begins at 8, for those not wishing to nibble. Well, talking of food and fresh produce, there's a night market this Thursday evening starting at 8 in the pretty village of Berrac, where the Domaine de Rosier d'Angélique is inviting you to come along to taste the best produce that the Gers has to offer. Cheeses, salads, melons, beef, cakes. And for children, there's a bouncy castle. Says something for everyone. And finally, to a world where nobody eats, where the girls are pretty and pink, and the boys exist only to hang on to the girls' every word, watching them with puppy dog eyes. And cellulite is an unknown planet. Yes, I'm talking about Barbie's World, in the new film of Barbie, which has arrived in Lectoure. And tonight at 9, it is in English, and also on Saturday. I've seen it, I wore pink to be ironic, and actually really enjoyed it. And it's definitely not just for the girls. All Kens, Allens and other blokes will enjoy it as well, whether they wear pink or not. Have a good week.